Will you guys explain to me why that's so... I don't get it. Will you explain to me why the number 69 is so funny?
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Three Hit Combo Podcast, the world's only three-way of awesome podcast. My name is Matt, and I'm here with Andy and an actual third person this week. We got Tommy Clark. What's up?
Nothing much, man. So how many weeks has it been without a third person, then?
Two so far.
Yeah, two. It's not very long, but we promised having a third person when Skylar left.
And it's Matt and Andy having a chat so far.
Yeah, pretty much.
If you need someone, I'm working with this pretty funny guy. His name's Monty. He's like this big, like black 30-year-old. Yeah, probably. I mean, he'll talk.
What would your dad think if there's a big black 30-year-old guy's down here like, hey.
I don't know. My dad's not racist.
I guess, well,
he always has good stories.
I think that'd be the last thing your dad would expect, though.
It would definitely be the like explicit podcast episode.
Oh, my God. We could get Andre from Panera.
Oh.
Dante and Andre.
Him and Dante, well, they can play... What were they playing? Dice or something?
Probably craps.
We could try and commentate it.
Yeah.
They were playing one time at Chuck's house, and I was trying to follow.
Dude, dice is confusing.
Dude, it is confusing.
I don't understand
it. I could not follow it. They kept trying to show me, but I was like, guys, I don't know.
My buddy wins a ton of money at craps at the casino.
Craps is a scary game.
He loves it.
Because the amount of probability.
Yeah. Like, some nights he does, like, he always gambles with money he's won, but some nights he does really good, some nights he doesn't.
That's scary. How's your week, Matt?
Good. I was still kind of sick throughout the week. Kind of sucked.
You better now.
Well, I thought it was last week, so. We'll find out. I feel better.
Can we make out?
That's the thing. Well, we can. I'm probably not contagious at the very least.
Good.
I may not be 100%, but you're not going to catch anything from me.
Good. Good.
I know. We used to make out after every podcast, but it's been a couple weeks.
Hey, good podcast. Man, it's been a couple weeks without a lot of stuff. This is going to be a good night for you guys. You're going to sleep well.
This is also episode
69.
Ah!
Oh, yeah? So you guys are going to sleep extra well.
Funny story. This week, I had to go get a key made for work. Right. So I get the key made. The key ended up not working. It was a little bit different key, but I gave it a shot anyway. So I went back the next day to return it. And she was like, And apparently keys have number values, like blank keys.
Oh.
So they're like right, like 1 through 100 or something. And she was like, looks like you tried to find a substitute for 69. We don't have it. And it took every fiber of my being to go, man, there is no substitute for 69.
Oh, that would have been great. I went to see the new James Bond.
Was it awesome?
Yes, it was. It was every bit as awesome.
Did you have Adele stuck in your head afterwards?
Not really.
Oh, good.
But, they had a trailer before it for Jurassic Park 3D. And the whole trailer, I'm waiting for it. And then it gets really quiet. And then you just hear Samuel L. Jackson go, hold on to your butts. And a T-Rex like blast through. I'm like, yes!
Hold on to your butts.
That's all I wanted in the trailer.
Was it 3D when you saw...
No, James Bond wasn't 3D. But it comes out in March. I think that's worth the money to go see it in 3D.
I would see Jurassic Park in 3D. That's one of my favorite movies.
Hold on to your butt. So, Andy, how's Black Ops 2?
Fun. Fucking fun.
Yeah?
Yeah. I think Treyarch is now the best Call of Duty developer.
It only took Black Ops for me to say that.
Yeah.
Because Black Ops is so much better than Modern Warfare. Modern Warfare, I guess I don't...
The first Modern Warfare was good.
Yeah, I guess I got to qualify it by the fact that I don't hate Modern Warfare, but when you play Black Ops, you're like, fuck yeah.
Yeah.
This is good
stuff. The story is phenomenal.
This is the
second one.
I had a lot of fun with the story in Black Ops 1, too.
Dude, there's so much depth to this. There's main missions, and then there's assault missions, where you get, like, teams and stuff, and you get to... It's basically kind of like a Command and Conquer a little bit.
Nice.
You control teams and do objectives and all this, but it intertwines with the story.
That's cool.
And, yeah, it's really cool. And the guns are neat. Really, there's this one, there's a scorpion gun that's just a fucking dick. Because it shoots like 30 bullets in like 5 seconds.
Have you played like the regular multiplayer online?
It's Call of Duty multiplayer.
Anything new to it, or is it just...
Your guns can level. That's, so that's kind of cool. I really like the way they did, like, you know how sometimes you usually just pick a list, like it's like all your attachments and it has the list.
Uh-huh.
Well, instead of lists now, they have thumbnails, and I like that a little more because it's a lot faster because you can like jump between tiles.
Can you still make crazy call signs and stuff?
Yes. Oh my god, you can do. I was looking today. You can do 32 layers of call signs. Yeah.
I tried so hard during Black Ops 1 to get everyone on my team to be Dragon Balls. We were going to all be Dragon Balls, and I was going to keep making jokes about making wishes before the games, but no one wanted to fucking do it.
Pokemon's always what I was feeling. Yeah. Like Pokeballs or Bender. Bender was always that. Because they had the symbol I had, I saw painted on a bridge, and I recognized it from Call of Duty, and I was like, that's my symbol. I know where that is.
The zombies mode is really deep for it just being like... Like, in World at War, it was that you could tell it was really tacked on. They're like, this would be a fun idea. Let's tack it on. And then Black Ops 1, they're like, all right, we'll make it a game mode. Well, this one, there's, like, story, and there's, like, three different, like, adventures you can do. And, yeah, it's really cool.
Do they still have the great one-liners?
Like? Oh, yeah. There's plenty of one-liners.
Good.
In Zombies, and they're all hilarious.
Kaboom.
All the fucking multiplayer still is like balls to the wall fast and ridiculous.
Yeah, Call of Duty has some fast ass multiplayer. Yeah.
But there's times like I'll be playing and it scares the shit out of me because I'll turn a corner and there's like two other dudes and I'm just like, fuck!
Yeah, and then you start shooting everywhere. Yeah. You shoot like 60 bullets, land four.
The only, the new Nuketown's pretty good.
Yeah, I saw that on the stream.
Yeah,
looks neat.
Yeah, they have, there's a like game type devoted to just Nuketown.
Oh yeah,
that's all.
Well,
that's cool.
Any game type with Nuketown. It's a good game. I'd give it, if out of like 10, I'd give it like a 9.
That's cool. Yeah.
The only thing I don't like about the multiplayer is the light machine guns.
Mm.
They really weigh you down.
Oh man,
like really weigh you down.
That was always my thing, was light machine guns.
Like, they're fun, they're cool, there's some neat, like, because it's a futuristic game, mm-hmm. a little bit. It's like 2025, so it's not super, but there's some neat ones, but they really weigh you down.
Mm.
And there is no more sleight of hand.
Oh, man, that sucks.
Well, that don't make you reload faster.
Yeah.
But they have an attachment that acts like sleight of hand.
Okay, because I usually... I forgot what attachment I would do. I think it was like the tactical grip or something I would use for it, so I wasn't always shooting around. Because I never use the red dot sight or the ACOG scope.
It depends on the actual scope on the gun. If it sucks, or the aiming down the sights, if it sucks, then I'll get a scope.
Yeah,
but if not,
I almost always use iron sights just because I found I could get used to those.
The other attachments?
It was almost always so much better to use like the tactical grip so I wasn't shooting all over the place with the light machine gun.
It's definitely a different feel from Battlefield. Battlefield's slower.
Yeah, Battlefield's a slow game.
Yeah, but this game's fucking ridiculous. The graphics are good. The acting's good.
Have you played any objective game types yet on it?
Yeah, I was playing Headquarters and Search and Destroy earlier today.
I was playing Capture the Flag last night on Halo 4, and I kept getting frustrated because I kept getting matched up with people that just want to get kills.
Oh.
And not actually go for the flag. I was playing with Leaper. And we tied a game 4-4. I had 3 flag captures. Leaper had 1. The guy... I scored the most points, because they give you points now in Halo rather than just you basically kill death. So I ended up scoring the most points, but then the guy under me scored just a few under me, but his kill-death ratio was like 48-2.
Oh my god.
Mine was 28-11.
I'm like,
look at this fucking guy. I was just like, look at him. Like, this guy didn't do a fucking thing except try and kill people. That's why we tied. Fuck.
That is the one thing. Instead of kill streaks now, it's score streaks.
That's good.
And however many points is depending on, and the top one's like 1900, which that's hard, but at the same time, using your other perks.
Yeah.
It's not bad.
Yeah, you can get to it. It's not fucking impossibly unachievable to get. And there's some really neat ones, like the drones play a lot in the game in the single player, and then you can control drones, or you can have like an army of like 5 that just fly over the battlefield. And And my favorite thing to do at any game time is if someone shoots up like an enemy UAV, I just fucking blow that thing down.
I used to do that a long time.
I love doing that.
It would just give you like points.
Yeah, it gives you.
I hate it when they see me.
Yeah.
You can't be sneaky.
But yeah, there's the perks are, they're weird. I don't know how to describe them. They're not like, they're not cool. Like they don't give you like certain like sleight of hand or God, what was the other really big one?
Bandolier, you get more, or there was
yeah,
forget what it was called,
there
but there was
no
extra
ammo one.
There was extra penetration with the bullets. Yeah.
Oh yeah, they also have these things called wild cards at the bottom of your loadout.
Mm-hmm.
And oh, and that's another thing. You can combine any set of loadout you want. You get 10 slots.
Okay.
So you can have like one gun with a shitload of stuff on it and then like no grenades or anything and you can just focus on that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's things called wild cards that let you have maybe if you could activate all three, you'd basically have your main gun and then six perks.
Wow.
So yeah, it's really interesting.
Yeah.
But I like it. I'd give it a 9 out of 10.
That's cool. Yeah. I think I'm going to get it as well. Just let's see if I can maybe find a deal on it.
Yeah.
I've been into Mass Effect's multiplayer lately. I enjoy that quite a bit.
I've heard good things about it. But it's a good game.
Been into Minecraft. Minecraft is sweet.
Oh, yeah, how's our server? Is it still getting DDoSed?
No, that was just Saturday afternoon. It was getting DDoSed.
Yeah, we have a Minecraft server.
Nice.
If you ever want to play on it.
I don't have Minecraft.
Oh, okay. I thought you did.
On my first phone.
I could get it. My little sister can get me it.
I don't even know how that works.
Right.
Terribly. That's how it works for the phone.
But yeah. So it's not getting DDoSed.
No, it's not getting DDoSed anymore, and I'm building a house.
Nice. Yeah, I'm going to maybe jump on tonight or tomorrow night and work on a house.
Yeah. I was going to jump on tonight.
I've been fucking sketching out shit for a house when I'm bored. I'm like, all right, this is what I'm going to do here.
I got a pretty plain house. I guess I could have done a little bit more work on, like, actually making it. It's basically a square house. I made a little balcony. But the floor is literally lava.
Oh.
It's lava, and then there's glass above it.
Okay, that's cool. I was going to ask.
My little sister made the Deku Tree maze from Zelda.
Oh, nifty.
She made the whole, like, freaking maze.
Damn.
Good for her. That's,
I built a farm.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Chickens.
Dude, you can't jump over those fences.
You can't.
How the fuck do you get into that? Is there a gate I'm missing?
Yeah, there's a gate.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Also, I was playing on creative mode, just flying through the Nether, just fucking around, you know. And then I realized I didn't put a waypoint on my mini map Nether portal, but I had some obsidian and the flint and steel with me, so I just made a Nether portal in the Nether and I ended up in a spawn.
Nice.
Yeah, I was in a skeleton spawn.
Oh.
Nether portal. I just walked out, and all of a sudden, there's a couple skeletons and a spawner right there. So I kill that and take what's in the chest. And since I was in creative mode, I decided to just dig straight up and fly out. I was in the middle of, like, a huge ocean. Like,
oh, shit.
Our home was, like, 600 or 6,000 meters away from me.
Oh, fuck. How long did it take you to get back?
Dude, it took me a good 10 minutes or so to get back. Just flying. If I wouldn't have been in creative mode, I would just start a new life as soon as I found the shore. It's like, Andy, I'm too far away from you.
Oh, my God. Build a tunnel to you.
That would go through the entire, like, planet.
All right, let's get some gaming news.
All right, guys, let's do it.
Pokemon Snap.
Let the games begin!
Peasant consoles or glorious PC master race? Choose your side.
You know what she did for fun when she was your age? She pushed a hoop with a stick.
This is gaming news.
With a stick.
All right, first three stories from the Andy News Analysis League. Guess what we call that for short, Tom?
The Andy News Announcement League.
Andy News Analysis League.
What do we call it?
Anal.
Yeah, we call it anal.
I got anal. Skylar got snow. That's so much better than anal.
I agree.
I don't know why. I just make butt jokes all the time. Anyways.
Epic Games CTO says next-gen development costs to double.
Which they're already fucking expensive as it is.
They are expensive.
Like, I remember... Oh, sorry. Go on.
Oh,
I was just going to say, I remember seeing the budget for Killzone 2 was $150 million.
Yeah.
Why?
This article for Games Radar says, making games isn't cheap, and according to Epic Games, we can expect the development for next-generation consoles to cost about twice as much as it did at the beginning of this cycle. So I guess maybe it's not twice as much compared to what we have now, but it's twice as much the beginning of the cycle we're in.
Oh, okay. All right, Killzone 2 is a while off then.
Yeah. Epic Games Chief Technology Officer and co-founder Tim Sweeney said his studio has derived that figure from 4 months and a 30-person team required to create its next-gen Samaritan tech demo last year.
How many months?
4 months.
Okay, that's not bad for 30 people. For some reason, I just said 14. I'm like, fuck! Working on something for that long fucking suck.
He said, if we extrapolate that data into creating an entire game, we were worried that the cost would go up by a factor of 3 to 4 or even 5 in the next generation. Of course, we felt that was not acceptable. They were able to streamline their service to basically bring it down to twice as much as what we expected at the beginning of our cycle.
You know what's cool is the first Unreal 4 game that's coming out that's on that new engine, it's free.
Oh, really?
It's a free-to-play.
Oh.
So I guess that's a good way to see if you can run next-gen hardware.
You know, and they do mention it right here. He says, quote, free-to-play gaming is becoming more and more inevitable. If a user has world-class AAA free-to-play games to choose from side-by-side with $60 games that are only available on a disc in a retail store, free-to-play games are very likely to win.
I don't like free-to-play.
I don't either.
I love free-to-play
games.
There's
so many microtransactions.
All right, I love the point that they're free-to-play. You can get a lot of playability out of them.
But they don't end up free-to-play.
Yeah, there's that point where you need to put money into it.
That's true.
I don't like the microtransactions.
Yeah, I just
don't put money into games.
Yeah. It's just like $10. I mean, if you really like the game, then it's like $10 here, $10 there, $5 here. If you don't really like the game that much, well, then, of course, you're not going to spend money on it, but you're not really going
to like it. Like, I played Star Trek Online when it first went free-to-play, and I enjoyed it, but it got to a point when I needed to spend money in the game, and I was like, yeah.
We need to start accounts on Habbo Hotel.
Habbo?
Habbo.
Habbo Raids?
That's free-to-play.
Jeez. You can get afros and wigs.
Yeah.
And
pool's closed. Yeah. Due to AIDS. Yeah, so prices may go up, may not. We'll find out.
God, I hope they stay at $60, because, dude, $70 for a fucking game, that is so expensive.
$70 would be better than $120, though.
True.
I would stop buying games
if they
were $120.
If a game was $80 to $100, I would stop playing.
I'd buy maybe 3 to 4 games a year.
Yeah. I guess if it was that much, then yeah.
If a game was like $120, I'd probably buy like one, maybe two games a year.
But that game better be fucking awesome.
It better
awesome.
Be good.
I wonder if digital download's gonna get big. Like, it's gonna get
hopefully
because
you
big,
think that would drive big. You think that would drive the price down?
Or like,
well, not drive the price down. I guess let me rephrase that. Games that are made specifically for digital downloads, kind of like Xbox Arcade and all that.
Yeah.
Maybe they get more focus in the new next gen.
Well, like what the PSN's doing really cool, where if you've the Plus, then you get like a lot of games for free.
Yeah.
I wish I had it and I always hear how good it is. I just don't want to pay PlayStation yet.
I just feel like, you know, when Epic Games said, oh, it's going to drive the like cost of creating a game at least twice as much as what we've experienced, you would think a big chunk of that you could take away by removing the physical media.
That is true.
Yeah.
So, that like, if they say, hey, the next Gears of War game is going to be a download instead of a physical disc.
But, dude, what if that game ends up being, like, 30 gigs? I mean, they'll have to make consoles that have giant hard drives, but fuck, downloading 30 gigs?
What they really
what about
need
compressing
to do is,
it? Like, they can make it so it could compress the games when you want to play. You got to uncompress it. That kind of suck, but.
Yeah.
Or uncompressing it every time you can play it somewhere in a compressed form. I know you can download Killzone 3 and on a Blu-ray. It filled up a Blu-ray, but it's only like 17 gigs on the PlayStation Network.
Yeah.
So I guess compression. All right.
All right, guys. PS3's getting serious.
You're serious?
Super serious. After having been hacked again, we talked about this a few weeks ago, about people basically being able to put in custom firmware and everything on their PS3s.
Hey, I know people who do that.
Sony has released a customer alert saying that if they catch you, you'll be permanently banned from PSN and SEN services. They're giving them the partial geo-hot treatment.
Stop that.
Yeah. Unauthorized software for the PS3 system was recently released by hackers. Use of such software violates the term of the system software license agreement for the PS3 system and the terms of service and user agreement for the PlayStation Network / Sony Entertainment Network and its community code of conduct provisions. Violation of the system software license agreement for the PlayStation 3 system invalidates the consumer's right to access the system, Consumers running unauthorized or pirated software may have their access to the PlayStation Network and access to Sony Entertainment Network services through PS3 system terminated permanently. To avoid permanent termination, consumers must immediately cease using and delete all unauthorized or pirated software through their PS3 systems.
That's a lot of wording for
yeah,
to do that.
So, too long, didn't read, don't use pirated shit.
Isn't that what Xbox did pretty much, and then people just would buy a new Xbox and do it again?
No, they shut that down.
Oh.
No. They did it through, I know because I got banned. they did that through, they did it through the Halo 3 beta, and then after the Halo 3 beta, they released a new firmware update. So basically what people were doing that I did, it was just easily detectable by just connecting to the internet.
Yeah.
You can still do it if you don't connect to the internet, but what the fuck's the point?
The fuck, man.
To get games for free if you want to play Monopoly, I guess. You don't have to play everything online.
Yeah, I like multiplayer too much to not do that. All right, final story from the Anal Network. Over 1 million players completed... You know what? Anal Network doesn't even make sense. Andy News Analysis League Network.
I don't know. You made it up. I went
No. I made up Anal. I didn't make up Anal Network. I just said Anal Network and realized that doesn't make sense now.
Ignore it.
So, last story from Anal. Over 1 million players completed Halo 4's campaign in the first 5 days. I was one of them.
Nice.
It was pretty neat.
I wasn't one of them.
In the 13.5 million hours that players have spent in Halo 4's campaign through the first 5 days after the first-person shooter was released, 1.1 million people completed it. That comes from a blog on developer 343 Industries' Halo Waypoint website. Other stats from Halo 4's first 5 days... 4 million people played Halo 4 on Xbox Live, 1.9 million hours spent in Spartan Ops, 16 million hours spent playing War Games, 31.4 million total hours spent playing Halo 4, 6% of players completed the campaign on Legendary difficulty. I am the 6%.
How many teabags were there?
I don't know, but too bad they don't. You would think if they made it possible to teabag in their new vehicle, the Mantis, you'd think they would keep track of that or something. 43.3 million unlocked achievements, 2.6 billion kills in the campaign, 505 million kills in Spartan Ops, 1.4 billion kills in War Games, and 4.6 billion total kills on Halo 4 and
Xbox. That's fucking retarded.
Just wait till the Black Ops stats come out. They're probably going to rival, if not
when
pass
I logged it. On, when did I get the game? Thursday? I guess people had already played 21 million hours worth of
Holy
online,
shit.
And the game came out 2 days earlier.
I remember for
Nerds,
Black Ops,
man, that's what America's became.
For Black Ops 1, there was some stat like because you would spend virtual money to upgrade.
That's what I miss in Black Ops 2 is they have unlock points, not Black Ops money, which I liked. Yeah.
They said
Ops
something
one.
Like they had spent the entire gross domestic product of Ireland or something.
Yeah,
on
would
upgrades.
Compare it to states or how much. Like I remember seeing one was the national debt compared to how much they spent.
Freaking awesome.
So we just need a war, and then everyone will make money, right?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what video games teaches our kids.
Yes.
For some reason, Donkey Kong Country series is being removed from the virtual console. So if you have a Wii or a Wii U, you better get it right now. Because it's going to be removed on the 25th.
I know you can't get GTA Vice City anymore because of music licensing.
Oh, that sucks.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Mm-hmm. I'm glad I have a PS2 copy. Do I? Yeah, I do.
Speaking of things we can't get anymore, you guys sad that Twinkies are leaving? Actually, I don't think they're
leaving.
I never really ate them either, but...
I bet just some company will make some knockoffs.
Yeah,
I was just going to say, they're going to sell the name, so...
Yeah, or someone's going to buy Hostess or whatever.
Don't they already have knockoff Twinkies? Like,
yeah.
Yeah.
So, no, I won't miss them. I don't go to my way to eat them either.
I don't really eat much Hostess brands anyways,
I don't either. Whenever... I don't know, Hostess was always like those sweets that I was like... Like, when my mom would get some, she'd be like, hey, I got something, and I look it up, and I'm like, oh, zebra cakes.
Mm. Zebra cakes were the only thing I liked by them. Other than
God, I was so disappointed with zebra cakes. In elementary school, like, when my mom would make my lunch, I would open them. Oh, sweet sandwich. Oh, yeah, bug juice. Oh, zebra cake.
Who's got trades?
Tradesies.
I'll trade you my zebra cake for anything.
Carrots? Yes.
My asparagus.
Oh, asparagus.
All right, guys. So we're going to finally reveal the winner between PS3 and Xbox 360. We're going to do it right here on this podcast. What do you know? Didn't think we'd ever...
I'm going to take a wild guess.
Didn't think we'd ever figure this out. Just right here, right now. We're going to end it right now. That's amazing.
Who do you think, Tom?
What we're going to do is use sales figures.
Oh, fuck.
All right, we're going to use sales figures.
I think I know.
Since the beginning of its lifespan, Sony has sold 70 million PS3 units.
Which, that's a lot.
That's kind of a lot.
That is a lot. And since the beginning of Xbox lifespan, they have sold 70 million Xbox units.
No way.
It's a tie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
It seems like everyone has an Xbox and they had to keep buying them.
Yeah.
We, on the other hand, have sold 97.2 million units.
I wonder if any console will ever, now that the Wii U's out, I bet the sales of Wii may spike a little with people getting used ones who never got one before. But once that ends, like, if anything will ever get to, I think the PS2 was 125 million. Mm-hmm. I wonder if anything will ever get up to that. Because that was bananas.
Yeah, I don't know.
Everybody had a PS2.
Yeah.
But don't they still make and sell PS2s?
No. 2009, I think, was the last of the PS2.
I think so, too, because I think I remember doing some story on the podcast.
All right.
About the last PS2 Slim or something like that, last model. But, so it's settled.
Huh.
It's a tie.
I know in the scheme of things...
Game, set, and match.
I know in the scheme of things, I think it's like Wii, Xbox, and then PS3 just this generation. Yeah, if you were to rate, I guess, like, successfulness.
Successfulness. Yeah, that's kind of tough because they're all pretty successful.
So, Sony got, like, a broken leg right out of the gate. Yeah, that cell processor, boom! Try developing for that bitch.
Yeah, so did the 360, though. The first model of the 360 had an over 50% failure rate.
Yeah, that is true.
Although, at
wasn't
least
it, like, over 80% failure
rate? It got up really... Yeah, I know it got 80%. Up really high,
the,
though,
the highest was point. The highest was around 60. We did this story a couple months ago.
Yeah.
Where it was up around 60%, and the new model is now down to 10%, which is where PS3 is.
But that's crazy. Over half the Xboxes would red ring.
And the Wii is at like 2%.
PS3, I think, was under 10 or something, or 12.
The current PS3 and 360 model, the PS3 start off with like a 15% or something like that. And then the current PS3 and 360 model are both like just under 10, which the Wii U, their bar was funny. It was like 1%, 1%, 1%, 2%.
I gotta say that Nintendo makes some solid consoles, but they're never technologically advanced.
Yeah, they don't take the risk.
Yeah,
I disagree. Look, N64, man.
All right, N64 was a huge jump for them. I didn't know this till like years after the GameCube had come out, but I didn't know that was the most powerful console that generation.
The GameCube.
The GameCube was. It had the most powerful graphics card.
Really?
That's cool.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have guessed that either.
Yeah, I found that out one day. I'm like, no fucking way.
All right, guys. Xbox is going to continue to piss me off. According to a source, the new Xbox will come with a Blu-ray disc drive. Pretty cool. Be packaged with Kinect 2.0.
All right, everybody saw that, yeah.
An innovative controller, which makes me think, why?
A new brick. A new fucking brick controller.
Your controller right now, Xbox, is perfectly fine the way it is.
I agree.
An impressive quad-core processor with 8 gigs of RAM. It'll also support an augmented reality headset, which can also be paired. There's like a, it's almost like a Google Glasses kind of augmented thing that's supposed to come out later.
Yeah, augmented headsets are getting big.
But
it's the future, man.
But basically, we don't know much about that yet. Kinect 2.0 might be cool. They're talking about a whole lot of new things they're going to do with it, but I still really don't care that much. Here's the thing that's pissing me off. Apparently, they might just call it Xbox.
That's what I heard, yeah. I saw that it was just going to be Xbox.
Fucking goddamn it.
They did that, though.
I already said the Xbox 720 was stupid. Xbox Loop was worse. This is in between. I still think the Loop is the worst.
It's better
but
than
just calling
the Loop,
it Xbox.
Man. Well, remember, I guess it goes to show Apple did it when they released the third-gen iPad. They just called it the iPad.
Well, fuck Apple.
I'm just saying. That's the only company I can think back. And by the way, they're losing their fucking foothold, man.
Yeah, it's just... God damn it, Xbox, seriously. Just call it steal what the Wii was supposed to be. Just call it the Xbox Revolution. That's fine.
That's a cool name.
You know, it's not the best name, but it's good. It's good enough. Just go with that. With instead
Dude,
of your
the PS4
stupid
ends up
fucking
being,
names.
If that ends up being the Orbis, I'm gonna be so fucking mad.
Is that what they want to name it?
Well, that's the code name is the Orbis.
I would be mad too, but there's no way that.
Yeah, that it's not gonna be
because they actually have a good thing going.
Yeah,
360. The reason Xbox named their next console the 360, which I guess I haven't verified this fact, but they said...
Because you turned 360 degrees around and leave.
No, but they said they didn't want it to seem number inferior to the PS3, so like if your grandma goes out to buy you a console, they don't go...
Oh my god, if a grandma goes to gamers, I want an Xbox!
Yeah, because, you know, they figured...
360!
They figured, you know, like if your grandma or your aunt or someone was going to buy you a console, like if they saw PS3 and Xbox 2, they'd be like, well, 3 is a bigger number. I don't know how much stock is in that, but it makes sense at least.
I also saw somewhere that they named it the 360 because it was a complete revolution of what gaming was.
Yeah, 360 is not a... Well, I guess the way you can make that...
Yeah.
I guess
who knows? Sense. Who knows why the fuck they actually did? We should just Twitter Xbox. Hey. Hey.
Yeah. Hey.
WTF.
Don't do it.
Send pointy hand pictures at them. Don't.
Huh? Let's just send them like pictures of words and then just write no.
Don't
loop.
Do.
No. The code name right now is the Durango.
It's a fucking
Ooh.
Car.
But there's no fucking way that's going to be the final. I swear to God, there's no way.
Maybe they bought the rights. You
yeah,
never
Bill
know.
Gates
it's like
just sitting there like, ha!
So check this out.
Yeah.
The Durango.
They're just sitting in a boardroom. They're like, yeah, that's a great fucking name.
How much does that company cost?
Yeah. $50 million? All right.
All right, if you've been on Xbox Live for 10 years, which is basically the how long it's been around, Microsoft has given you an Xbox.
I've seen people that just started getting avatar items.
Well, you get avatar items if you've been around for so many years. Like,
oh.
If you've been around for 2, you get something. 4, you get something. 6, 8. I've had my account for, I think, 8 years. And so I got an avatar item, which kind of sucks. I mean, it's just an avatar item. But if you've been around since the beginning... you get an Xbox, which is kind of neat. It's an Xbox Slim model, 250-gigabyte hard drive. It's got a gray look to it. It says Xbox Live 10 years or something.
It has
green top, orange bottom.
That'd be a crazy gift to get. Just in May, like, what the fuck is
that? It says, holy shit.
Yeah, whoop.
What? Another cool thing, like, if it was me, like, personally, I think it's cool. Like, it's neat that they're willing to give you the gift. But
yeah.
My 360 Slim... looks cooler than the 10-year model.
Is yours the shiny black? Or
mine's
the
matte
black.
Yeah, right. And I like that quite a bit.
The Batrogi black.
Yeah. So I would probably go to eBay with this because it's not going to be sold in stores.
That's what I was thinking. I was like, man, yeah. eBay, like...
Oh, my God. I saw already that there's fucking douches on eBay selling the Wii U for $750.
Holy
like, they went
shit.
To, like, Best Buy and bought 30 of them. And then they're like, $750, the one's in stock. I'm like, you fucking dicks.
Fuck you.
It's just people who do that in video games who are like, I can do this in real life.
Yeah.
That's how I used to make a lot of money in online games that were free.
All right, guys, that'll do it for gaming news. Let's go into technology.
No one cares, old man. It's time for technology news with 3-Hit Combo.
On a random Skylar note, did you see Erica got a letter from him?
No.
Yeah, it was on Facebook. She's like, got a letter from Skylar.
I'm not
like,
friends with Erica on Facebook.
No.
I don't know why. I know who Erica is.
Add her. No. Get in there while Skylar's gone.
Yeah.
Come back.
What's up, Erica? He comes home. He's like, Erica, I'm home. Oh, you're back.
We meet again, Skylar.
I had some sort of dream where he posted on Facebook. It was weird. I had the weirdest... I took a nap this afternoon and had the weirdest dream because it was... I just did normal things.
Dude, I have dreams where I'm managing a fucking shift at Panera and I wake up and I'm like, God damn it!
Wake up and gotta go to work.
Yeah, it was during a nap one time. I fucking woke up and had to go to work. I was pissed.
That sucks. Hey, Andy, it's technology news, so guess which two companies we're going to start off with?
Samsung and Apple.
Oh, wow. Whoa. Oh, man, that's a theme. Fucking fantastic. Apple signed a patent agreement with HTC. We talked about that last week. Samsung, which is one significantly less friendly, on less friendly terms with Apple, wants to know exactly what that deal was and has submitted a filing to have it revealed.
It's the truth, man.
What?
They just want the truth.
I guess I don't see what's such a big deal. It probably something to fucking sue.
This thing will just not
again.
Die, you know? This thing between Apple and Samsung will just not fucking die. Samsung's reasoning here is that HTC deal may very well contain some of the patents that Apple is using in its fight against Samsung. If that's the case, Samsung would like to know. If the filing goes through, Apple will have to give Samsung a copy of the up-until-now confidential agreement, including a list of the patents involved.
What if they get mailed the copy and it says Goatsy? Gah! Patent this, motherfucker.
Man, that'd be great. I can't believe they're just... It's getting sad between these two now.
Dude, they're spending a fuckload of money.
Where they're just fighting just to keep fighting.
Yeah. But they're both spending a fuckload of money.
They are.
Oh, well.
All right, Andy, this is a question. Will we finally see a 1 terabyte optical disc in 2015, ?
I think it'd be... No. I mean, it'd be possible, but I think it'd be really expensive. And
well,
not consumer-friendly.
Well, not according to this article, but I'll get into it. This is from Eric, I don't know if it's Limmer or Limer, but does a lot of good articles on Gizmodo. And I go to Gizmodo pretty much every week for technology news. So
it's a good website.
Figured I better give him a shout-out. Compared to a CD-ROM's 700 megabyte storage space, a DVD's 5-ish gigabytes, and a Blu-ray's 25 gigabytes, all of those are nothing compared to the whole terabyte that Fujifilm is planning to pack on an optical disc arriving in 2015.
Does it say what kind of laser it uses?
I'm going to get there.
Uses a lightsaber.
Yeah, that's what you need for that.
This isn't the first time we've heard about the 1 terabyte optical disc. TDK was talking about one back in 2010, but still isn't here 3 years later. Almost 3 years later. Fujifilm, on the other hand, predicts they'll be able to get theirs on shelves in 2 years, with the possibility of 15 terabyte discs not much further behind. Yeah, I know.
What the fuck?
These mammoth discs rely on a special 2-photon absorption technology, as well as other manufacturing advancements which can allow for the production of discs with 25 gigabyte layers and up to 20 of those on each side. As if that wasn't enough, Fujifilms predict that these new discs will actually be cheaper to make than Blu-rays. Obviously, this is still in the works, but we're waiting on those 1 terabyte discs we heard about 3 years ago. So, can't blame us if we're a little skeptical.
No fucking way. If you get a PlayStation that's got some kind of photon reader in it, it's going to be like that fucking big. I could kill someone with my PS3 now, but...
Yeah, I mean, you pretty much do it with any console. They're kind of hard.
Do you still have the fat ones? Or
no,
you
I have a slim now. The fat one, though, you could definitely fucking kill a kid with that thing if you were to just lob it at it.
The old Xbox, you can destroy a house. Just put that
does
on
it,
the
does
end
it
of a
start
chain.
On fire?
What's that?
Or did it start on fire and destroy the house?
No, the old Xbox, the first generation Xbox. Mm. Like
those things,
Xbox,
those,
not 360.
Okay.
Yeah, those things
those were
fucking...
just known for being huge. The controllers you can take out smaller buildings with.
You can fucking...
Yeah, you take out... Like, you can just
fight like a herd of dogs.
You
can
destroy
dogs.
Like a good shed with that or something, you know?
Take out a pack of
zombie
dogs.
Weapon right there, man.
Yeah.
Wouldn't that be a hilarious weapon in Dead Rising, an Xbox controller? An old one? Just...
That would be great. Use it as a shield. You know, I mean, what would you use a 15 terabyte disc for? I mean, that's... Are you going to like use it as your hard drive or something like that? Would you want it to continually be reading in your...
No.
Computer?
Dude, think of a one-time use 15 terabyte disc. Oh, nobody's going to fucking use that.
I guess if
it's
going to
be
like,
used for stealing stuff. You go into a place, pop in your 15 terabyte disc.
Like, I know there. I read this article about like the 3-2-1 backup system, but unfortunately I don't remember much of it. But it was something like backup three ways, backup two something or whatever. But one of them was like you should use discs, an external and an offsite or something like that. So I guess if you have like 15 terabytes of information you really want to put
Dude,
on
I'm
a
struggling.
Disc.
I'm struggling to fill 1 terabyte at the moment.
I have just about filled my 1 terabyte. Actually, my old external, the one I bought with Tom, he knows that one. Mm-hmm. That's starting to go.
Oh, is it?
Yeah, it's getting kind of like, if you plug it in and you kind of bump the table, it'll be like, it'll shut off and turn back on.
Oh.
And so I got a new external, basically the one I made out of my, when I upgraded the drive in my new laptop. I took the old hard drive and put it in the enclosure.
Oh, nice.
And so I made a new terabyte. So basically, I was like, all right, I'm just going to move everything from the old one to the new one. It took 10 and a half hours to move nearly 800 gigabytes of information. And that was given the fact that my old terabyte's old as shit. and my old terabyte hard drive, and then this computer's kind of old too.
But it was so nice when we got it.
It was.
My first 500 gig I have it's making weird sounds now. And I'm starting to worry.
Uh-oh. Also, I was backing up my computers this weekend, and I used my new hard drive, and I used it on this old computer to just make a system image and everything like that. And it took like 3.5 hours to do.
System images take for fucking
ever. And then I did it up on my new laptop, you know, USB 3.0. Yeah. I'm like a couple years behind there, but I got there. Took 30 minutes.
Nice.
Pretty sweet.
I like that.
Super sweet. Android 4.2 is missing a very important feature. Guess what that is, Andy?
Texting!
The month of December. You were close.
How the fuck do you... All right, go on.
Android 4.2 Jelly Bean is pretty good, except for the fact that it's missing the month of December. Now, that glaring absence isn't everywhere. Google Calendar is still fine, for instance. The problem lies chiefly in the People app, where all important dates that fall during the month of December will be ignored because December just doesn't exist.
How do they miss that?
I don't fucking know. Maybe they missed it on the fact that they think it's just so simple that no one would miss it.
Yeah.
Like,
hey Larry, you got December? I don't fucking worry.
Fuck it, man. It'll be over in a month.
Like someone testing it or something would be like, oh, let's check if all the months are here, you know?
Yeah, I would just assume that a calendar is really easy to do. Huh.
All right, guys. People are in line for Black Friday already.
Where?
African American.
El Cajon, California. And no, there are two fat white ladies.
Oh.
Is there a picture?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, fuck yeah.
They're camping outside of Best Buy in El Cajon, California.
What deals do they want, Matt?
I'm going to save so much money from the 4 days of work I miss.
Specifically, oh my God, speaking of missing days of work, dude, I lost like $300 being sick with the flu. That sucks.
Vacation to use?
Yeah, but I want to use it during SGC.
Wait, yours doesn't start over on January?
No, I haven't been manager long enough to accumulate it yet.
Poop.
So basically, they want TVs, basically. One of them said, quote, last year I came on Tuesday, I was the 17th in line, they only had 15 TVs. Which, if I was the manager of this Best Buy, I would kick them out. Like, tell them to leave.
Oh, my God. The night before. Hey, get back.
Yeah, I wouldn't do it the night before. I get there's people that want deals, but these people got in line Wednesday last week.
Oh, what?
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Yeah. So
I thought maybe, like, they started, like, today.
Today on Sunday. Yeah. No, they started Wednesday.
Why?
Fuck that.
So they're going to
sit there. Yeah, you are right, dude. It is way better working and getting money than the money you're fucking losing for that.
Yeah.
Fuck that.
Exactly. And it gets to a point where it's just like, guys, these guys are just loitering on our property. Like, it's not time to line up for Black Friday. Get out of here.
Miss America, goddammit. Follow the line up for 2 weeks ahead.
This is private property, bitch. Get out of here.
Did you know that Walmarts aren't private property?
They aren't?
Nope.
Really? I did. Yeah, my cousin spent a summer in California, and he didn't feel like getting an apartment, so they just put towels up in their windows.
Yep,
you can legally
sleep in a Walmart parking lot in your car.
I tried to convince my friends to do this when they were in town last summer. And
why is it public?
Because
property?
All right, the owner of Walmart, whatever is something Wally something or whatever, he was a huge RVer. Well, when he made RVers like to like stay in parking lots and stuff, well, that's why you can do it because he supports people like the RVers that can sleep in parking lots. So that's originally.
Do they keep up security and stuff too?
Oh, there's no fucking security in a Walmart parking lot.
Yeah, there's the cameras. That's about it.
Right.
But nonetheless, you're sleeping in your car.
I can't sleep in my car. I tried once. Like, I was driving home at midnight from Missouri and I pulled over and tried to sleep and I was like, nope, someone's going to break into my car.
I could sleep in my car. I did at SGC.
Oh, yeah.
I did it.
You slept in your car at SGC?
Yeah, I did it the second SGC because I was up. I was up until. I don't remember exactly what I was doing, but I was up until 7 in the morning, and there wasn't anything I wanted to see until 9:30. It was just Sonic Sat AM, but everyone in the room was sleeping, and I didn't have my key. So I didn't want to go up there and bang on the door and have someone let me in, you know? And so I just went out to my car and slept for a couple hours.
All right.
Yeah, that's nice of you.
Yeah, well, it didn't matter because after I went to the thing at 9:30, I went back up there at 10:30, banged on the door, and everyone was still sleeping. All right, guys. A homeless dude was arrested for charging his phone in a park.
Oh, I heard about this because he's using, like, city utilities.
Well, here's the thing. Darren Kersey plugged his mobile phone into a charger into the power supply of a picnic shelter. A cop arrested him, saying that it was theft of utilities. And he couldn't raise the $500 bail, so he spent the night in jail. Now, the judge threw out the case because it's going to cost way more to prosecute this guy than he would have used had he just used the electricity. Turns out it only cost 41 cents to charge an iPhone for an entire year.
Holy shit. So that would probably be like 2 cents maybe then?
Probably so, not. Yeah. If it was just for an afternoon. Yeah. Like, yeah.
Holy shit.
It was like a very small fraction of a cent.
But I hope that cop feels dumb.
Yeah, he should.
He got spanked.
Yeah.
I hope that cop got spanked.
Yeah. We get spanked. Good.
It'd be like Farva and Super Troopers when they're throwing like the powder sugar on them with the hose, and they're just like, what were you thinking?
That was the first movie that I've seen a penis in. I was just like, Farva dick.
But not the first time he's seen a penis.
Yeah, I see my own all
that
the
was
time.
Just the first time he's seen one
yeah,
in a
movie. Yeah, seen one in a movie. Yeah. Seen plenty in a movie theater bathroom.
All right, guys. Rumor. Google's in discussion with Dish Network to plan a new wireless service.
Like phone?
Yes.
Why? There's already too many.
Yeah.
No, there needs to be more because the ones that, like AT&T and Verizon, are trying to swallow everyone else up.
That's true, yeah.
I want more.
All right.
Because now it's just basically whatever the fuck AT&T, Verizon, and to a lesser extent Sprint want to do.
That is true. T-Mobile tries, but they're like,
But yeah, they're trying, but at the same time, AT&T's been trying to buy them. Yeah. So.
Yeah, they've been trying to do that for a while.
Yeah, that one doesn't look like it's going to go through. But anyway, Google wants to team up with Dish Network. Dish Network already has a whole bunch of satellites.
Yeah.
So they just need to ask the FCC for permission to actually use those also for
mobile
phones.
Dude, know Google would have bomb-ass deals, too.
They
you
would.
Know you'd have unlimited
phones. You knew you'd have good freaking phones,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, good phones, and you'd have, like, bomb. I bet they'd offer unlimited.
I hope so. I hope this goes through, because Google can do no wrong.
I'd drop my iPhone for a Google service.
I would, too.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Google would have its own iPhone.
I would drop it pretty quickly,
or their own. Well, they probably wouldn't, because Apple would be like, there's no way Apple
would let them have an iPhone. But still, Google can make pretty awesome phones.
Yeah. Yeah, they have Android. They're Android.
They're going to have Nexus, HTC.
Nice.
Anything like HTC.
Yeah, they'll definitely have the Nexuses, because that's Google.
Yeah, and the Nexuses are good phones, too.
Yeah. Did you see the new one has a quad core processor?
Yeah, fucking
1.5 gigahertz quad core.
Yeah, this fucking thing that I'm using right now is only a dual core.
Yeah, I think
mean, it's kind of
old,
but
iPhones
are
dual cores.
Oh, I mean my computer.
Oh no, yeah. Yeah, no, ours are single. Ours are single. The 4S is dual.
Yeah, I got a single core
but
as well.
Quad. The fuck are you gonna?
I could use a dual core. The single core sometimes feels a little laggy, but. The quad core, holy shit.
Yeah, what do you want to like? I'm going to open every app on my phone at once.
I'm going to stream my Minecraft. So, pretty cool. Can't wait to see what Google and Dish can team up to do.
That'd be neat.
Yeah. All right, guys. Now it's time to go into news.
News team, assemble!
And now it's time for the 3-Hit Combo News Desk with Matt, Andy, and Skyler. All right.
I only did it because the cool kids were doing it.
Demaine Mitchell, an Ohio drug defendant, is retarded. Basically,
really? I thought you were going to say we said Dwayne Mitchell, an offendant drug supplier. You said,
that'd be hilarious.
A judge's offer to allow Ohio drug defendant the chance to stay out of prison if he just give up marijuana might have just gone up in smoke.
Was he smoking?
No. What he said was, basically, he said he would give up marijuana if he could just have one more joint.
All right.
In the presence of the judge. So she said, stay out of jail if you just give up marijuana. And he said, okay, if I can just have one more. She promptly said no, and we'll hear him again. We'll hear about his trafficking case again.
Oh, he's drug trafficking?
Yeah, so.
That sucks.
He may have just given up the chance to stay out of jail. It's fucking stupid. Just say okay. Just fucking say okay and leave.
And then do your own business.
Yeah.
You'll probably get watched for like a couple months, but that's
yeah, it. Probably. There's probably some sort of probation. All right. So this question here is for Tom.
Mm-hmm.
All right, Tom. So you're on your cell phone. You're trying to find service. You can't get service. All right, you're walking around. What's the worst thing to step in while you're trying to find service?
Oh God.
I never not have service.
Well, if you didn't.
Well, you're not. You're in a hypothetical situation.
You're in. Oh, where the fuck did we not have service that one time? You're in the bunker of Metro.
Oh God.
The bunker. Okay. The worst thing.
The audio room. You don't get shit in the audio room at Metro. I didn't get shit.
Although, chances are you're never going to step into what I'm thinking of in the audio room of Metro. So you're in the desert outside San Diego.
Yeah, there you go.
A chupacabra. That'd be pretty shitty.
Fucking...
It's not quite as bad as a chupacabra, but I think
it's a missile.
I think it's pretty bad if you step into a nest of rattlesnakes.
Ooh.
I mean, that'd be fucking shitty.
16-year-old Vera Oliphant spent 4 days in intensive care at Shop Grossmont Hospital in San Diego after doctors gave her 24 vials of anti-venom.
Ooh. 24.
After she was bitten by an adult rattlesnake and 5 young rattlers outside her uncle's home. She said, quote, I was trying to find a signal to call my mom and text my boyfriend, which is what Tom was trying to do, just call his mom and text his boyfriend. Oliphant said on Friday, a day after she was released from the hospital. She said she didn't see them until she already stepped in the nest and felt them biting me.
That would be so
shitty.
That would
suck.
What's that on my... Oh,
fuck. Yeah. Oh, those are rattlesnakes. Oh, boy.
That's what that rattling is. Okay.
She said, quote, my vision started to go right away. First, it looked like the snakes blended in the leaves, and then I started seeing black spots around the edges and started blacking out.
Dude, if you're getting, like, 6 snakes biting you at once, yeah, that's fucked up.
Well, how potent are, like, the...
I don't know the babies, but the big ones are pretty potent by themselves.
They'll kill you.
Yeah, I'm surprised she's alive.
I'm surprised she's alive, too.
24
vials.
Yeah, that's a lot of fucking vials. She was bit 6 times.
Oh, fuck that next story.
Okay, snakes. All right. Andy wants us to move on.
I hate snakes.
All right. Oh,
I don't mind them, but if there's one, I'd be like, fuck you. And
stay away from them.
Because they can kill you. They're like one of the things that isn't...
Yeah, they're deadly.
Yeah.
All right, we're going to move on to Florida. All right, first off, we're going to start with Justin DeLoach.
Good name.
Justin had a beef with some cows. That reportedly kept breaking into his property and ate his horse's feed. Now, the way he dealt with it is probably not the way he should have went about it. He shot 6 cows in the face.
Napoleon Dynamite style when kids were going by.
DeLoach told police he fired in the air to scare the animals so they would move. Now, they would not move, so he shot him in the face. Two of the cows suffered moderate to severe injuries.
He just shot a fucking cow in the face. Wow.
You know, it's just like, dude, cows are domesticated. You can kind of
just push them.
Get them to go. Just kind of push on them a little
bit. Like, they're ornery, but
yeah,
just fucking push them.
Yeah. You don't really need to shoot them in the face.
Dude. I love Florida.
Now, a Florida teenager has a similar problem. He brought a gun into a library and was showing his friends, and then he shot himself in the face.
Yes.
Yeah, there's... I don't have sympathy for him. Why?
A 16-year-old boy is recovering after shooting himself in the face at the Dixon Memorial Library in Orange City, Florida. The boy had brought the .38 special into the library and began to show his friends when it accidentally shot off and shot him in the eye.
You'll shoot your eye out,
how'd you get that
man?
Scar? Shot myself.
Shut the fuck up, man. How'd you get...
Shut up.
No, Orange City Police Detective Ken Jones said, quote, he took the gun off, started showing it, and it discharged.
In his face.
He's currently recovering at the Halifax Health Medical Center. And he's in critical but stable condition.
Haha. Can I have a shot of that New Amsterdam?
It's empty.
Oh, that's a tease.
That's a cool bottle, though.
I know, that's why I kept really it. Cool, that's bottle. A neat bottle. You could have. I would have given you one if it...
I'm keeping every bottle of Jaeger I go through.
Why?
I'm so far at like 5.
Oh, okay.
Every winter I buy one of the holiday packs.
I know, just for the koozies?
So I get 4 more little shot glasses. Oh,
that's a good idea. I should do that.
We were doing shots at Panera last winter.
That will do it for Florida.
Oh, okay, cool.
Yep. Just a couple face-sheeting stories. And that'll do it for
the
news.
Face.
And that'll do it for episode 69 of 3 at Combo Podcast.
I don't get it. Well, you guys explain to me why that's so... I don't get it. Will you explain to me why the number 69 is so funny?
Because society made it that way.
old enough now, Matt.
We'll be sitting in the office at work, and one of us will make like a dick or poop joke, and then we all laugh. And I'm like, we run a store.
We're in charge. So it has to do with dicks and poop of this place.
Yes, it could. If you wanted it to be with dicks and poop, it could be. That is the meaning of 69. It can be whatever you want it to be, Tom.
The rim job.
Whatever. From 69.
All right, remember, you can find us on Facebook, facebook.com/3hitcombopodcast, and gpxgaming.net, youtube.com/3hitcombopodcast, twitter.com/3hitcombopc, that's number 3, PC stands for podcast, and 3hitcombopodcast@gmail.com.
You guys have good chairs.
And yum.
Yes, we do have the good chairs. Sorry, you got hosed this week, Andy.
That's all right. Did you finally throw out the other one?
No, it's sitting over here.
Oh, okay.
Are we still recording?
Yeah.
All right.
I'm trying to do the outro, guys, but I'm coughing.
All right. Just Google 3-Hit Combo Podcast. There you go.
So for Tom and Andy, this is Matt. Signing out. Thank you.